And welcome everyone to another
orally satisfying edition of the Hour Bomb.
Orally satisfying edition of the Hour Bomb, huh?
Wait a minute. Does that mean what I think it means?
It means what we've been waiting for the last 68 episodes. It is officially Hour Bomb number 69.
Woo, woo, yeah.
All right.
Oh, God, we're worse than middle school kids. I swear to God, we are. So, yes, welcome to another orally satisfying edition of the Hour Bomb. I'm your host, the intellectual savior of the network. Actually, you know what, guys?
Uh-oh. You're not even the savior of the network, because this network is going under in a week.
It's time to... I gotta bury that one, because, yeah, shortly, they're well, I'll still be the intellectual savior of the new network, but I will no longer refer to myself.
Amanda intellectually saved this network into the ground.
That I had nothing to do with that. Anyway, I am changing it up a little bit, because I will no longer refer to myself as the 2013 TWR Personality of the Year after tonight. However,
hey, God.
fuck you. I do have some news to report.
All right, let's hear it.
I am the first ever valedictorian of the Dave Melzer School of Reporting, so therefore I may or may not have graduated that school. Think about that one for a minute.
All right.
I am your host, the illustrious Jason Halbert.
All right.
Joined as... Oh, wait. Hold on, my Doring fans are here. Thank you. Thank you. God, we got a lot of people in the studio tonight.
You suck, you jackass.
Don't talk about Heath like that. We haven't started the timer, you asshole. How many times I can tell you that? Joined, as always, by my partners in crime.
The big, bad, booty daddy!
That's right, your voice of the voice of the voice of the voice of this Adrian Masters.
You, well, I do like it better when you shut up.
Piss off, you winking Heath fans.
And the Jizz Mapper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath. Thank you. Thank you.
He paid him off.
What the fuck?
Yes, thank you.
They're all dressed in like...
I love you. Thank you.
He said he had the crowd under control tonight.
Jason, did you turn on the clap if you think he's gay quite?
Shh. I was going to say, they're all dressed up like guys from the Village People.
Oh, they're wearing the old chaps?
Yeah, the one guy's got a t-shirt on that says, "Follow me to the Blue Oyster Club." Nothing? I get nothing?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Oh, my God. You guys suck. You don't even know where the hell that came from, do you guys?
Police Academy, dude.
Well, I figured you would know that. I was actually hoping that Adrian would... Shut up, Greg. Anyway. So how the hell are you guys doing?
You know, I'm pretty good, man. I'm a little tired, but, you know, bit of a weekend.
I hear half your arm is sunburnt.
It is. Half my arm is sunburnt from hanging out the window for the 4.5-hour drive home.
Okay. Did you not have air?
Nope.
Ouch. Oh, you took Angie's car? I mean,
well, it gets better gas mileage, and that does matter for these kinds of things.
That sucks. You picked one hell of a weekend to drive around with no air.
I know.
Friday was fine, man. It was like 70 degrees the whole way up there. No issues. It wasn't bad to drive home until we got to St. Louis.
Oh, yeah, so it's only hot as balls down here.
It was like 82, 83 until we got like south of Springfield.
Wow.
Oh, so good to know that the, you know, horrible weather stuck around down here. It's awesome. Appreciate it.
Pretty much, yeah.
Fuck you, Mother Nature. Get off your period. Anyway.
For real.
So that's good. I'm glad you had a good time. I heard you went through a shithole of a town.
I went to this town. It's called Skamora, Illinois.
Really?
There's a listener that listens to the show occasionally that lives there.
He's more than a listener that listens to the show. He's actually going to be one of our show hosts.
Well, he's not there yet, so until he got the show, I'm not going to call him a show host. That's like calling Greg a show host, right?
This guy's a much better host than Greg will ever be.
I don't think that's true. Greg's anyway. Probably like the next best host network after me.
I do not think so. You are not a host. You are a co-host.
I can be a host.
Nah, not so much.
I've hosted things.
Not so much.
I have.
Jake holding your ballsack through a post show does not count.
That wasn't it, actually. And that was more of a, like, we had to, like, fill in because some jackass decided he gets to take nights off, but we never do.
The hell are you talking about? You could have not done a show that night. I didn't care.
You didn't tell us that.
Yeah, I did.
You told us we had to do a pay-per-view show.
I told you guys I didn't care what you guys did.
That was code for you guys have to do a show.
You're such an asshole. Just shut up and move along. So, anyway, moving through a town.
Yeah, Kevin Pritterden lives there. Better known to the people around here probably as Soul Patrol Brony or Soul Patrol Jedi.
Or soon to be known as show host Kevin Pritterden.
Yes. Probably could actually still be Soul Patrol Brony or something like that on the show.
I don't know. Greg says we are the benchmark, so yes. Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Greg. We appreciate that.
It's a compliment coming from you. Sort of. However, you work for Verizon and carry a T-Mobile phone, so doesn't say much.
My only disappointment is I didn't get to go to Victoria's restaurant while I was up there near Chicago.
I wonder if they got a little bit of the Muff Burger up there.
Believe it or not, I think they do.
Oh, really? Let's have some Victoria's Muff Burger.
It's called the Muff Burger.
Damn you, Paul Jordan.
Wow.
Wow. Appreciate it, Paul. Appreciate it, buddy.
What did he say?
You know, I'm not even going to dignify it. He called us the Skidmark.
Wow. Paul Jordan, we're the Skidmark of the network.
Holy shit! We got a packed house tonight. Well, I guess let's go ahead and get those out of the way.
Yeah, let's do
Who we got in the chat room?
Are you asking me?
Do you not have a chat room up?
I do. Give me a second.
Otherwise, I can do
we
it.
Have Respect the Mac. That would be Greg Papalopoulos.
Yes, Ball Cup.
We have Mark Jones.
Hey, Ball Cup.
Oklahoma Jones.
We got Paul Jordan.
Ball cup to him. Hardest working man.
We have the Big A.
Hey, ball cup.
Hey, we got the Hour Bomb Jason.
I'll let your wife do the ball cup.
No, she does the ball sock.
Oh,
hey, Hooks.
And ball cup to Hooks.
And we got three anonymous users.
Fuck them anonymous users, unless they actually have a name that we know that they typically would appear as an anonymous user.
This chat room is packed like Missy Hyatt's mount.
Oh,
God. We're going to go ahead and...
You have the right to remain... Burned!
That was a good one. I like that one.
Yeah.
So, I guess, first off, let's get this out of the way. We have birthdays today.
We have lots of birthdays.
We have two that I can think of off the top of my head.
We do.
First one goes out to a very special friend of mine.
Hulk Hogan?
Huh?
Hulk Hogan?
No, today's not the Hulkster's birthday.
Oh.
It is someone who's molded my life into being the prick that I am today, and I don't know what I would do without him. So I want to send a special heartfelt happy birthday to none other than Triple H. Not my son either, but the real Triple H. So
happy birthday to Triple H.
Happy birthday, Trips. This is for you.
Hulk Hogan here, wishing you a very happy Hulkamania birthday. Stay young, my brother. What you gonna do?
So that's from my very close friend Triple H, or Hulk Hogan to Triple H. Yeah. Now, someone else we want to talk about whose birthday it is today. Loyal listener of ours.
Yes.
Sort of. Or so he claims. I think he's lying.
I'm pretty sure he's a loyal listener.
I don't know about that.
I'm not going to accuse him of lying, that's for sure. That guy is the best fan we have. Even if he did, like, erroneously vote for some douchebag for host of the year.
He didn't vote for you.
Yeah, he voted for you. You're the douchebag.
Go fuck yourself. So, Leonard Taylor, got on the phone with Hulk Hogan this morning. I was at work, and I was really super busy this morning at work. And I had to step by, you know... You make time for the Hulkster. So I was with the customer. Yeah. I'm like, hey, I need you to step back for a minute. I'm on the phone with my good friend Hulk Hogan. So Leonard, I told him, I'm like, Hulkster, it's Leonard Taylor's birthday. He's like, hold on, I need you to record this for you. I'm like, okay, what do we got? This is for you, Leonard.
Hulk Hogan here, wishing you a very happy Hulkamania birthday. Stay young, my brother. What you gonna do?
That is from none other than Hulk Hogan, personalized to you, Leonard Taylor.
Yes.
So he does it every time I call him. He does it exactly the same cadence, same tone. That's the professionalism in Hulk Hogan.
That it is. That so. It is.
All right, we're gonna move on.
How do I
Oh boy. Always hate these parts.
This one's not that bad, actually.
Okay.
Tonight we went to bid a farewell to none other than Jason Heath's man card.
That went by a long time ago. What are you talking about?
actually, what we're going to bid goodbye to is the not quite. It's on its last leg.
Okay.
Not quite dead. We'll be very soon though. I stand corrected. Apparently, according to Greg, we are saying goodbye to Jason Heath's dental dam.
Oh, God.
And you used to like Greg.
I know.
That's the funny thing. Anyway, we are actually going to be... We're saying goodbye to the TWR network. We're on the farewell voyage. Mark Jones, let's get that replaced. Not sure if he's talking about the song or your dental dam. One of the two. Anyway, so for those of you that haven't downloaded this week's Shooting from the Hip or have not heard what's going on, so TWR Network is dying because, well, it's not really our network. It was built by other people who are no longer here.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like we're playing in someone else's sandbox.
Yeah.
All right.
Even though they've never been here for a long ass time.
Yeah. What, Adrian?
And there's a lot of cat turds in this thing.
There's a lot of cat turds in this. yes. So, the big announcement was made on Wednesday, I'm shooting from the hip, that we're morphing. We are changing the network, changing the attitude, changing everything. I believe it goes live, and Paul, you can feel free to correct me in the chat room. I believe we're doing a soft launch August 1st, so both sites will be active. New website is called pwpop.com. It was something that Dan came up with. I'm not a big fan of the name, but it is what it is. So, pwpop.
Way to plug it like a champ, Jason. I'm a big fan of this. I'm pumped up about it. It's going to be the best thing ever.
Oh, I hate the website. However, TWR Network was a long website. So I'm okay with it. It makes sense. The other thing I like, it is awesome on a phone. I pulled it up the other night on my cell phone, and it is a beautiful thing. It actually works. Remember, we were like,
yeah, I remember how we always had a lot of trouble with, the especially old, us, you know, Android users.
Mm-hmm. So, this one looks good. It's made for mobile phones.
Okay.
So, August 1st is the soft launch. TWR Network will cease to exist August 17th. That is SummerSlam Day. We will officially become pwpop.com. It's not all bad news and shoes. Everything that we have now will still be there. We're working on a few other things. Greg, Mamas and the Papas there, will have his own show debut, Respect the Mat podcast. I'm really excited to see what he can do. He's really funny on our show, and he knows his shit. That's unless he's in a trivia challenge with Adrian and Paul Jordan. And who else was in there?
So... I gotta share this. I went to the PW Pop website right now, and there's a big thing that says coming soon, PW Pop. But there's also like a link up at the top to the Humpty Dance.
Yes, that would be something that Dan did. He's I believe Dan gets an erection every time he hears the Humpty Dance.
Well, it is a trance.
Do the hump. So anyway, holy shit, I got Paul Jordan's admiration there on that one. I actually got everything right. Yes. Anyway. So Greg's going to have his show debut. It's going to be a new live podcast. Maybe live. I don't know. I haven't heard yet. Kevin Curtin is coming up with something. Glitterfist is working on a video podcast, and Zeus is going to help her edit it. I hear Paul Jordan has been sandbagging his articles lately, and once we...
Whoa. How dare you say that?
I didn't say it. That's what he said the other night on Facebook.
Paul had some issues come up. He'll be fine. Don't worry about him. He'll be back to 100% next week.
Uh-huh. So anyway, Paul Jordan will have more articles and things like that up there. Classics Angels will be coming back. The reason why we have Classics Angels is because Michael Classic forgot his password to post on the website.
Wow.
Let's see, Kevin Kerr. Oh, another than our own Pizza Boy, the network Pizza Boy, Richard Berghoff, will be starting to write again.
Cool.
I'll see if that happens.
Yeah, me too. Dan said he's looking into a few other people, a few other shows. Yours truly here might be working on kind of a dirt sheet of the dirt sheets, if you will, article for the website. Okay. Paul Jordan does real news. Not so much for me. So we're going to see what we can do to kind of lighten up the mood.
Because you and Dane Betzler are hand in hand together.
We are. We are. So,
fucking gay. You are.
Well, I'm sorry, but we seem to have lost the connection with Adrian tonight. anyway, so yeah, lots of good things to come. It's not like last year when the revolution of the network happened and everyone's like, oh yeah, this is going to be great, and we had issues happen. I got a good feeling about what's going to happen, so it's going to be fun. PWPOP.com.
And that's PWPOP.com.
Yes. It'd be, I'll come up with something dirty for it later. I can't think of anything right now. So, I guess, for a second there, because I got the screen farther away than normal, I thought it said pwpoop.com. Yeah. Anyway, I guess we should probably start a show. What do you guys think? Maybe talk about wrestling?
Do this.
Yeah, I think we should.
You got anything else, Heath?
No, I think I'm pretty good.
Adrian, you got anything? Oh, shit.
What?
Forgot something important.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
For those of you listening for the first time, here's how the show works.
Ah, yes.
I've got a whole list of shit I got to get through. These two assholes in the chat room are going to try to derail me and make it to where I can't complete my task. If I'm successful, Jason Heath gets slapped on the ass with bologna. The pimento loaf went bad before.
Right, yes.
The pimento loaf went bad before we could do it. So anyway.
Is it a log of bologna or is it actual slices?
Slices.
That's a lot of baloney.
It is a lot of baloney. You know what? Fuck it, guys. We're going off the rails already. I'm with Greg. We're not talking about wrestling. We're going to spend the next hour talking about curling.
All right. I got to say I'm a big fan of the Norwegian team because they have the best pants.
They did. They did have good pants at the... Anyway. All right. Anything else? I don't have anything else. You guys have anything else? No. Good. And you got the time ready?
I have something.
What?
I have a growth.
Oh, God.
Where? That fell off Jason Heath's forehead.
Oh. Did you get that from Adrian putting his dick in or his ball sack on your head? Is that what it was? Was it an STD?
No. Oh, my God.
A gentleman ever talks with balls in his forehead.
I have to agree with Mark Jones. Female curling is kind of hot.
It is.
Because women are finally out there sweeping. And they enjoy doing it.
Well, wow. I think we just lost all of our female listening base.
Whatever, we're like Ring of Honor. There are no female listeners.
Exactly. When we went to our ROH, I don't think I saw any women that weren't part of the company there. I don't think we saw any women that weren't part of the company. Actually, I'm really being serious at this point.
There were a couple, but they were with somebody.
Or if they weren't with someone, they weren't going home with anyone that night, if you know what I mean. Oof. Yeah. Okay, Mark Jones says that's not why. Well, we'll get back to that. We'll talk. Mark Jones, let us know why you like female curling. I mean, I know we can see their asses and their boobs jiggle when they sweep. Anyway.
Well, there you are, right there.
Anyway, just start the timer. All right. Hey, another Monday night. Another Monday Night Raw. Monday Night Raw for July 21st, 2014. Let's see. I don't think anything good happened on Raw, so let's just move on.
Whoa.
What, I forget something? Yeah. Oh, that's right. Dolph Ziggler beat The Miz on Monday Night Raw.
That did happen. That's true.
Not as big a news, however, as the Long Island IZ being not only on Battleground, but being on Monday Night Raw.
and a winning on Monday Night Raw.
You're right. Zack Ryder got a win on Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
Mark Jones says, booty, sir. That booty. All right, I will have to admit. There were some hot ones in the Olympics this year. It had a great ass. I'm just saying.
Speaking of great ass, man, how about Flo Rida on Raw, huh?
What? What?
The dude was a total ass. I mean, how many people did you see dancing whenever they cut to the crowd there?
No one.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was like, sure. Whatever. Well, also because of the fact that...
you were dancing along. Don't you fucking lie. You were dancing along.
Dude, I don't dance.
You're right. What you were doing Monday night was definitely... I wouldn't call that dancing. Anyway.
But there's actually bigger news than that.
There's actually at least two stories that are bigger than that.
Yes.
Let's see here. I'm trying to think what was important. I can't think of that. Oh, yeah, I kind of know. Paige and AJ won. They beat the team of Natalya and the jailbird, Emma.
Yeah.
I think they should repackage her as the female version of Nails. Just saying.
Oh, God, that's not even right.
I'm just saying. Why not? Lord, she's a woman. She should be in a kitchen. Make her a maid or something.
Could you be more offensive? Jesus, the views of Jason Halbert do not necessarily reflect those of the Hour Bomb.
Or even that of the entire network as it is.
You agreed with me earlier. We were talking about this. Like, oh, yeah, you're right. They should all be in the kitchen.
Jeez, I'm ashamed of you even more.
What?
Trying to pass on
he your... said, and you know, he's the reason I'm talking like this, because he started everything. He's like, there's only three places for women. I'm like, what, Heath? He's like, one, they should be in the kitchen. I'm like, okay. I don't agree with that. He's like, well, you're wrong. They should be in the kitchen. I'm like, okay. I'm like, what's number two? Two, they need to be in the bedroom, and they should be seen and not spoken and just be there to have sex with. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I don't agree with that one either. He's like, well, you're fucking wrong. Shut up. I mean, I'm like, okay, I don't want to ask, but what's number three? He goes, porn. They should only be in porn, too. I'm like, dude, that's degrading the women. I don't ever watch that stuff. And he's like... Well, you're fucking wrong. And
you are so full of shit.
He's like, not only do I enjoy watching women porn, I like watching all male porn, too.
Really?
That's what
why would you say that?
I don't know why he would say that. It was so wrong, I'm scarred.
How about this? Let me just get us back on the track of Raw here, alright?
Okay. So, I agree with Mark Jones. I'm just walking away from this.
Welcome to TWR After Dark.
we break our streak at two of episodes that didn't kick off with the Authority in the ring on Raw. As yes. Triple H is the first person to come out this week on Monday Night Raw.
Woohoo! I knew it was too good to be true.
He's trying to decide who's going to face John Cena at SummerSlam for the title.
Whoop-a-doo.
Randy Orton says it should be him. Then Kane says it should be him. And then Roman Reigns says it should be him. Triple H is like, well, Roman Reigns, how about you wrestle a match against both of these guys, and I'll think about it. And then he does, and then Roman Reigns beats Kane and Randy Orton.
Uh-huh.
After they kind of turn on each other.
Of course, because who didn't see this one coming?
And that was how Raw pretty much kicked off. Yep. Reigns looked pretty good in the opening match. Yep. Goes over both guys. I see... I'm not sure what they're going to do with him at SummerSlam.
Oh, I know exactly what they're doing. But first off, I'm trying to figure out who's running this show.
I'm trying to get us back on track.
Hey, I was just letting everyone know how bad Heath really is. Everyone's like, oh, Heath is so nice. No, he's not even an asshole. Anyway, it's going to be set up, Roman Reigns and Orton at SummerSlam. However, I was reading that the matches from the live events this weekend have not looked so good between the two. It's been kind of piss poor. And no one's 100% saying that it's Orton's fault. No one's saying it's Roman Reigns' fault. It's just not good.
Huh.
So, I mean, I hope it's just maybe they can work on their chemistry. Maybe it wasn't all there because it's only a live event. Maybe tomorrow night they'll scuffle and it'll look good. I don't know. That's what scares me.
I think it's going to go a different route. That's just me. I think you end up with where it's Roman Reigns versus Triple H or something like that.
Possible. Do I smell muffins? I think I do. Anyway, I think it could go either way, but after Raw ended, the way that Orton was coming out to be crowned the number one contender and then Roman Reigns chasing him off, I don't know, man. I think that just sets up their match for SummerSlam more.
You see, but it could be Kane versus Randy Orton, too. Or what they could do is just have a triple threat match between Kane, Randy Orton, and Roman Reigns, and the winner gets the shot at whoever, nine champions.
Potentially. I like that one. That's pretty good. That match was pretty good. However, we got more big news.
Wait, what's bigger than that?
Well, I was starting to go there, and then your chauvinisticness came out. So Paige and AJ beat the female version of Nails and Natalya. And then after the match, we finally got what we were looking for.
Yes, we did.
Paige went nuts on AJ. Yes, you heard that right. Paige went nuts on AJ.
Paige with the heel turn. It's about time, really. It makes more sense for her character.
My only thing is I'm trying to figure out, is it me or does it seem like they just wasted 3 months of Paige's career?
Not really. I mean, I don't know if you can say 2.5 months spent of that as champion.
But it was all for naught there at the end. Like, I don't understand why they couldn't have just done all this as Paige still being champion. You know?
Well, I think they wanted to give her a reason to do it, and that makes sense.
They could have done it without, Paige losing the title. They could have just been like, you know what, AJ, you're a bitch. I came out here and I tried to be nice to you, and blah, 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 fuck you, and then just beat the shit out of her. They could have done a female, when was the last time they did a female double heel or a double turn like that?
Well, here's what I'm saying, Jason, and hear me out on this. Basically, I think that they're going for this whole, they don't want anybody to be too bad of a guy anymore. They want them all to be kind of gray areas. So it would be like, I'm trying to think of what I'm saying here. It's kind of like they want them all to be like, well, you can see why she did this, and you're kind of understanding. You may not like it, but it gives her, like, you know, it gives this edge of ambiguity where it's kind of like it can go either way. Like, fans can be either on it. They do it kind of with Cesaro. They do it kind of with, they did it for the Shield there for a little while. They do it with all kinds of people right now, really. There's not anybody really on the roster that you can say is 100% the bad guy, except for, like, the Authority.
Brock.
Even him, not so much.
It's because of who he's fighting.
That's also kind of true, too. But there are people that are just legitimately Brock Lesnar fans. There's not a...
And we call those people dumb. Anyway,
I'm kidding. Those people Kyle Robinson.
I'm kidding. Anyway, so we finally got that.
You didn't hear what I said there, did you?
I did not. What?
I said we call those people Kyle Robinson.
We do. Let's see. What else did we miss? Oh, Dean Ambrose and Cesaro had a good match because Cesaro wants to be a authority guy.
He does.
That match ended by disqualification. Yep. Cesaro was the win. Or with the win, via disqualification. That was a fantastic match.
It was. It was probably the best one of the night.
Yeah, it was really good.
I'm glad they kind of let these two go at it there for a while. It wasn't. Didn't feel it. The match had good pace to it. Good timing. It didn't seem to go on too long. It didn't seem like it was one of those bang bang. We're done. I thought it was really a good segment. The whole match.
Yes.
I will say this, though, a segment with the match with Miz and Dolph Ziggler was really good, too.
It was. I really wish they would let Dolph Ziggler do more. I mean, I understand in their mind, he's concussion prone and blah, blah, blah. Just let him wrestle. I mean, the crowd wants to get behind him. Let him do what he wants to do, you know? Yeah, he needs to be a little more careful and not treat every... Oh, I guess Emma would be. She's Australian and a criminal, so she would be Nathan Jones.
Yeah, that would make sense, actually.
All right, cool. All right, so Nathan Jones. Anyway,
Aren't technically all Australians like criminals with the Sun Zero, though?
Yeah, they kind of are. Just ask Jake. He's kind of a criminal. I'm sure sleeping with kangaroos is not good. Anyway.
God, that's not right.
The problem with Dolph Ziggler is he treats every match like it's a pay-per-view, and he has to take a big bump. I didn't quite... Well, no, he got turned inside out pretty good by The Miz
a
couple of times. He just needs to not oversell like that. He just needs to... I'm not saying he needs to half-ass his matches, but he just needs to turn it down. Instead of being 11, be a 9.
Yeah.
I'd be okay with that. We'd see you more. Crank it up to 11 on the pay-per-views. I get it.
There you go. Yes.
Mick Foley didn't jump off a 15-foot or 20-foot high Hell in a Cell at Monday Night Raw. He did it at a pay-per-view. So, there you go. All right. What else are we missing? The biggest news of the night.
Wait, the bigger news?
The biggest news of the night.
Oh, boy.
Your number one contender. For the
Jason, you skipped a key story here.
Shut up, Adrian. You are number one contender. We all saw that one coming. Blah, 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 blah. All right, so that's it for Monday Night Raw, right?
Wait, hang on a minute, man. That was an excellent promo from Paul Heyman.
Okay, I'm not knocking Paul on this one because Paul Heyman does great. And...
Yeah, he has fantastic.
I don't like Brock Lesnar, and I don't want to see this match at SummerSlam, and I didn't give two shits about it.
Then why are we doing a show?
Because I don't want to see this at Monday Night Raw, or at SummerSlam.
Then why are we doing a show?
You don't want to see it either.
I do want to see it.
Why? Didn't we ever see this match a year ago?
Shit kicked out of him at SummerSlam.
I think that's the only reason why we want to see this.
Why can't Cena just get the shit beat out of him without a title? Why do they got to give it to Brock Lesnar? How the hell are they going to do this with Brock Lesnar being champ, and he's only got limited dates on his contract, huh? Is it going to be like The Rock, where he's there like once a month? Oh, here's our WWE champion once a month.
Who cares?
I do. Don't give him the goddamn title. We saw Cena get his ass kicked at Extreme Rules last year.
Brock Lesnar is not going to have the title for more than, say, a month.
What are you doing?
He's moving a lot of something.
Yeah, what the fuck are you doing over there?
I'm.
Are you like dealing up your heroin or something?
I got my fix in, man.
I know where you live. I know heroin's big around there. But come on, I'm kidding. It's pot up there, right?
Yes.
Anyway.
Yeah, man.
God. Anyway. No, and what I was trying to say before I was so rudely interrupted, there's a difference between doing what you're supposed to do for the show and just being an asshole and cutting me off. I didn't want to see this match up until Monday Night Raw, until Paul Heyman got out there and did what Paul does. He sold and sold and sold and sold and sold.
Yes, he did.
Now I kind of want to see this match simply based because... Paul Heyman. What Paul Heyman did to make me want to watch. And I think that's why they did that. They let Paul sell this match. Because of people like me who just don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
About this match. And congratulations, Paul Heyman. I think saved your asses for this match.
Hey. Let me ask you a question here, Jason.
And let me try to answer it the best I can.
Would you say that Paul Heyman eventually goes in the WWE Hall of Fame?
Absolutely.
He better.
I mean, not only can you create a company, run that company into the ground, create a brand extension and run that into the ground, resurrect a dead company, run that into the ground. He can sell a match. Absolutely. I think I'm just kidding. Paul Heyman should definitely be in the Hall of Fame. Absolutely. Why?
Well, I was just curious.
Yeah, Paul Heyman's going to go in the Hall of Fame. I don't know when. It might not be until Paul's gone as far as, like, out of the business. I don't think Paul would let them put him in if he was still active. You know? Just my thought.
I could see him doing his last year or so of his career. But otherwise,
kind of like, I could see it being like the Ric Flair thing.
Yeah.
You know? Ric Flair, we all knew it was the end of his in-ring career, and... All right. I could see him doing that.
Yeah.
So, all right. So that's it for my NARA, right?
No.
No? Wait, we got bigger news?
Yes.
Why did
Triple H have to come out and make this announcement on his own?
Oh, that's right. Yes. I remember now. I was, I had momentary memory loss from Heath dancing during Flow Rida, because he then started taking clothes off. Why? I don't know. It's happened like five other times, and I keep telling you no, but whatever. So after Flow Rida, well, actually, he gets introduced in the ring by none other than the Billion Dollar Princess, Stephanie McMahon, which, if...
Well, hang on, Jason, we gotta do the setup on this here first.
Okay, do the setup.
All right, so earlier in the night...
Oh, yeah, I forgot I wasn't there for this first part of the setup. Go ahead. My apologies. All
right. So earlier in the night, we have a 4-on-1 handicap Divas match where it's Eva Marie, Cameron, Alicia Fox, and Rosa Mendez versus Nikki Bella.
For the 7,000th time, a combination of them fights Nikki Bella by herself.
Brie is in the front row, and Stephanie comes out and taunts her. And says some stuff in her face and tries to get security to throw her out, but she has a ticket. So Stephanie tells her she's blocking the view of the fans to sit down. Brie snatches the mic and says she's doing this out of spite because she's such a bitch. Stephanie slaps Brie. Brie tries to come over the barrier, but security holds her back and hauls her off.
That bitch. I swear. Feel like Stephanie McMahon's getting something that's coming to her. Something tells me.
I know.
All right, now cut to Flo Rida.
Well, we forgot. There was also a Nikki Bella nip slip on Monday Night Raw.
Google it. Wait, what?
You didn't know about that?
No, I didn't.
Are you friends with Glitterfist? No, she posted on the group page earlier this week.
How did I miss this?
I don't know. But there was a Nikki Bella nip slip. Anyway, Paul Heyman will probably go with WrestleMania's in Philly in the next few years. They were in the running for WrestleMania 31, so they will be there soon. Eventually.
That would make a lot of sense, and that crowd would love
it. Oh, God, that place would go ape shit crazy. Extreme WrestleMania, that's what should be. That's what they should call that year. Anyway, so now let's fast forward to Flow Rida. Flow Rida comes out, introduced by Stephanie, and do you want to know what it kind of sounded like in there when Stephanie McMahon introduced Flow Rida?
Sure. Let's hear it.
It kind of sounded a little bit like... Adrian, correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
I mean, that's pretty well it, right?
Yeah, that crowd couldn't give two shits about Flo Rida.
No, they didn't come to Monet or to see Flo Rida. We all know who they came there to see.
Brock Lesnar.
I was going with Zack Ryder, but I guess people were there to see Brock.
Yeah.
I would have bought a ticket to see Zack Ryder.
Of course. Woo, woo, woo. You know it.
Anyway, so Flo Rida comes out. Now, explain this to me, because I'm going to... You know what? I'll skip that. So afterwards, Stephanie's back in the ring. Oh, let's give it up for Flo Rida. Again, we get crickets. So, partway through, Stephanie McMahon gets confronted by two gentlemen.
Wait a minute. And these two gentlemen? Who are they?
They are... I don't know who they are, but they're supposed to be police officers. And they're trying to question Stephanie McMahon at ringside about did she slap Brie Bella. And she kept putting the question off. Security kept... Her head of security or whatever the hell that guy is kept getting in the way. Yes, they were gentlemen callers. There you go. So anyway, they kept questioning her about, does she know Brie Bella? Well, of course she knows Brie Bella. Did she slap her? Well, she slapped me first weeks ago and blah, blah, blah. Stephanie McMahon gets arrested for battery.
Yep. Because apparently in the state of Florida, if you slap someone, hey, that's considered battery.
You get arrested.
Yes.
And, you know, I don't think I've heard a crowd that hot in a long time.
I know. I mean, the crowd was going, you know, with the hey, hey, goodbye song on that one.
It was actually funny, and I just want to point out, did anyone else, according to our correspondent, our news correspondent, Greg Snuffleupagus, Officer Dick and Officer Longflop, that's who they were.
Okay.
You still with us, Adrian?
I am.
Okay. So anyway, did anyone else notice that Stephanie McMahon's cleavage looked really weird?
I think almost every guy in saw that.
And from what I understand,
we were all wondering, it's like, man, that doesn't look right at all.
There's a reason for that. I kind of found out a little bit that she's losing weight and toning up for a match at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
So when women really start to slim down and all that, that's one of the first places you can see is right in their cleavage. So you would have thought that they would have put Stephanie in something better than that.
I know.
And also, you think Triple H is in back on, handcuffs. Never thought of that one.
Yeah. I'm sure he was.
Anyway, so Stephanie McMahon being carted him back, and then you got Triple H. Oh, this is a career decision, guys. This is a career move. Your career is going downhill, and blah, blah, blah. Don't worry, Steph. I'll be right behind you.
Oh, insert Prius joke, too.
Oh, yeah. It was about a Prius. Yeah. Whatever. Oh, yep. There it is, Adrian. Or Heath.
Wow.
That's not even the best. That was it.
Holy shit.
Yeah, full nipple. Just bloop right there. Anyway. So, I'll be right behind you and blah, blah, blah. So, we go to commercial. We come back a little bit later. Triple H is in his office getting ready to go. And Joey Mercury's right there. He's like, Triple H, you need to make the announcement. I can't do that. Family comes first and blah, blah, blah. Then he starts to walk off and he's like, well, they got a processor, right? Yeah. The attorneys are there, right? Yeah. It's going to be a little bit, right? Yeah. So it was awesome because they made Triple H not only be an asshole, but funny about it, too.
Yes. Yes, he did.
It was kind of funny. So then So Triple H had to make the announcement by himself. Link. Oh, yeah. There's a link. This is another nipple one. Brie Bella's nip slip is a good thing. And Nikki Bella nip slip would be a great thing. From none other than DDP. So anyway, Stephanie McMahon arrested, and Triple H didn't quite go right away.
No, he didn't.
Kind of funny.
Yeah.
I'm sure we're going to get fallout from that on Raw this week.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
Yeah.
I did, however, hear that Zack Ryder was a little upset that they went with Triple H went with Plan C and not Plan Z.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's still got like 24 more plans to go through.
I'm just saying, you know.
And there's the picture of her odd cleavage.
I'm not even sure if I want to see that.
From Raw?
Man's odd cleavage?
Yes. It is kind of weird.
Yeah.
Which one's Officer Dick and which one's Officer Longflop?
Officer Dick's the one with the frumpy face. Officer Longflop's the one that's kind of making the duck face.
Kind of looking at Stephanie's boobs like, man, that cleavage does look weird.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Anyway, yes, Mark Jones, someone needs to touch up their plastic surgery. So, I'm just checking.
If you thought that boob job would hold the test of time, I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
Oh, it's terrible. Correct me if I'm wrong. Now we can move on from Monday Night Raw.
Yes.
Yes. Are you guys sure this time? No more bigger news?
I'm pretty sure you got all of the good stuff.
Yep,
just wanting to make sure.
I got a question. I'll get to it in a second.
Okay, so we're moving on then?
Yeah.
All right, we're moving on. It's time for Adrian's favorite segment. What stinks? Go for it, Adrian.
Geese vagina.
All right, I will second that. Unanimous decision here. What stinks this week? Heath's vagina. Okay, so we're going to move on.
It's not so much a what stinks of me this week. Here's my real one.
Okay.
It's more of a, I just...
Oh!
Wow.
Greg, from the chat room.
It gets worse.
It does. According to Greg...
Greg Papa Smurf.
Triple H's finger or nose...
Wow.
That's his what stinks.
All right, Adrian, back to you. What? You don't necessarily have a what stinks, but go ahead.
It's more of a what the fuck are we getting with this here? What is up with this Goldust and Stardust thing and the Cosmic Key? What the fuck are they talking about? I don't fucking know what's going on.
We're going to file that away under the what the fuck files, because I don't even know what we're getting.
It's not so much a what stinks start yet, but in like... What the fuck are we talking about here? I don't get it.
It's funny and it's entertaining, and I'm okay with that. It makes Cody and Goldust relevant.
Yes.
I guess.
So, my what stinks. So, you Flood Florida, whose name also, ironically enough, says Florida.
Damn it, you're stealing mine.
You plug Florida, who's going to perform live on Monday Night Raw. Why was he singing along to the studio tracks again? Why was he singing along to his own songs?
Yeah.
They do a lot of live performances. I'm not going to so much say that thing to just having him on to perform was kind of dumb.
Well, see, the thing is, whenever they had him the first time, I mean, he was singing his own song.
Yeah, he's been on tribute to the troops and stuff.
Yeah, there was no, you know, studio track with it at that point.
So,
but this time I was like, wait a minute, what?
Yeah, I don't get it. And, yeah, to me it was just terrible.
Yeah.
Mark Jones says, Stephanie's rack is what stinks.
Yeah.
Paul Jordan, can we get Rocket Raccoon on Raw?
That would be cool.
Dude, I gotta say, hang on. I gotta go see this movie last week for like a pre-screening. Guardians of the Galaxy may be the best Marvel movie so far.
Wow.
Yeah, no.
That's a lot to say.
No, there's no way this is better.
Dude, and I laughed my ass off at this movie.
There's no way it can be better than the X-Men movies, than any of the Avengers movies, than like the Superman movie, than like Daredevil.
Jason, not to mention the Batman movies. You laugh your ass off when you see this movie.
No one picked up on that.
I picked up on at least the Daredevil movie.
I gotta say,
he said it's the best Marvel movie. I'm naming off all the Marvel, and then I started throwing DC, and then you guys didn't even pick that up.
I was trying not to pay attention to your dumbness.
Whatever. I would love to see Rocket Raccoon on Raw. Florida is the name of Al Bundy's toilet. Thanks, Greg. Didn't know that. They get Florida because Rick Ross and Meek Mill were busy. I've heard okay things about that movie. I don't know. I'm not a Guardians of the Galaxy fan to begin with, so.
Dude, I knew almost nothing about this going in, but oh my god, I laughed my ass off watching this movie.
You knew more than I do, because I have no clue. Yeah. Hooks, he found it amazing that the girl with Flo Rida sounded exactly like Sia, who sings on the record. Wink, wink.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm, okay. Yeah, I don't know anything about Guardians of the Galaxy, though, but, I mean, eventually I'll probably see it. I will maybe Redbox it for free when it comes out.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't get to go to the movies much, so whatever.
But you got a newborn kid, and that's understandable.
Yeah. I still haven't seen the new I still haven't seen the new Captain America. I still haven't seen Transformers. I still haven't seen what the fuck else came out? The new X-Men movie.
I gotta tell you,
I haven't seen any of that. So
you can skip the Transformers movie for the most part. It's not all that great.
I'm not skipping it. Yeah, and I want to go see Ninja Turtles because I cannot support Kevin Curran's ban on Michael Bay movies. Can't do it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're gonna move on unless the chat has anything else. But I don't.
I think we covered it all.
All right.
Yeah, pretty well much. Can you dig it,
sucker? And why is everyone shooting on? What was wrong with the Transformers movie?
And the plot was just. And I know you don't go to these things for the plot. I mean, there's some good action sequences, but it's fucking stupid.
It was definitely weak. Out of all four of the movies, it was weak.
All right.
When I say that, that's bad.
I'll be good.
Because I'm the type of person that I really like almost all movies in some way, shape, or form.
Even the gay ones. All right, moving on.
It's not a complete Flow Rider.
All right, Adrian. You go.
The chat already stole mine.
I was going to say, man, we could get down with that one.
All right, but I'm going to say it anyway. Can you dig it? We are seeing the beginnings of a new nation of domination on Raw.
Yeah, I believe so.
That.
I do believe that would be right.
So, hang on. Let me run down the list here. We got Big E in there right now. Is Big E, Kofi, and Xavier Woods were the first three out there.
Yes.
Is there any chance that Mark Henry rejoins this nation? What if he becomes like their leader?
You know, I was thinking that. I really was.
And because between all four of them, you know, if that were to happen, I mean, he is the most seasoned member of the group.
I could see this happening.
Yeah.
Why not? I can't see a reason why.
I think Kofi and Big E would be a pretty good tag team.
Mark Jones says Darren Young, Titus O'Neil, and R-Truth could join too. Yeah?
I don't see Darren Young and Titus O'Neil joining together, though. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Breaking them up didn't make sense to me. Putting Cesaro with Paul Heyman for a few months didn't make sense to me at the end. So why? They could do it. Why not?
You know? Yeah, I guess so.
All right, Heath, what's yours?
Ah, shit. Damn it. Because everybody... It's been taking my stuff tonight. Fuck.
Fail him.
I can't think of anything.
Can you dig it? The hell will freeze over when Heath actually is prepared for a show.
I can dig that.
All right.
But do you have an actual one, Jason?
Yeah, I do. With everything that's happening between Stephanie and Triple H and John Cena, the whole authority everything storyline.
Okay.
Can you dig this? The implosion will happen very soon, and it'll be an epic meltdown between all parties involved.
It better damn well be.
I can't dig it.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think it's... what are we saying this soon?
Before Survivor Series.
I think if it's going to happen, it's going to happen at Survivor Series.
Okay.
So I guess I can kind of dig it.
All right. There you go. I think we're good. We're going to move on.
Oh, God damn it.
What?
All right, I want to expand on your Can You Dig It real quick.
Okay, what?
All right. What if it does explode, and so we get two teams that for control of the company for a Survivor Series match? You got Triple H's team, and then you have Stephanie's team. And the winning team is the guy that gets control of the company.
I like that one. However, well... No, I can't, because you're thinking something different here. I'm thinking something along the same lines, but different. Stephanie and Triple H have a team, and Vinnie Mac has a team.
Yes.
You see, but I can see maybe this, like, Triple H not going to jail as a supporter being the start of, like, a chink in the armor that leads to an eventual break apart.
Well, it could be. You never know. I'm just saying.
Either way, I think you can do that either way, I guess.
All right, so now we're going to move on.
Yes.
It's... Let's take a look at those standings. Why don't we? You know?
It's not.
Oh, I think we should. I like the standings. I like how they look really good.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
So... Yes. We've got Team Jizz Mopper with 136 points. I just want to point out that's the fastest you've ever gotten to 100. Just saying. Once you got to 100, though, you haven't done much more. Team Adrian on 189 points. And myself, 211 points. It's looking good for me. It's looking good for Adrian.
Not for me.
There's plenty of time left. This one goes until...
You know what?
September 21st. We've got almost 2 months left on this bet, Heath.
I'm giving Heath a double point week this week.
You can't give Heath a double point week.
I think we should give it to him.
A double point win week?
Yeah.
All right, fine. You get a double point win week.
Okay.
I'm just saying, if it would have been this week, it would have been terrible because you only had one guy win on Raw or all week. So, anyone making any roster moves?
No.
Heath? Paul Jordan.
Not yet.
Why don't you take John Cena off television as a wrestler and make him the authority figure? That way, fans don't hate that he always wins, and you can get new talent over using him and in a new role. I think it would be great for John Cena to turn heel. I am so sick and tired of, you can't see me, hustle boy, respect. And
hey, you don't need to turn him heel. You can keep John Cena being the same thing he's being right now, just he's the guy in charge of things.
I would love to see heel Cena better, though.
I would like to see it too, but that's me thinking like a fan. But me, as looking at it business-wise, I could see him being a face authority figure and it being still an okay thing.
I could almost see it being the old Stone Cold Eric Bischoff thing, where they're co-in charge.
Kinda, yeah.
He's hired. No, you're fired. You're hired. You're fired. That was funny.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I like that idea. I hadn't thought of that. That's why Paul Jordan writes for us. Because he has all these good ideas.
Yes, he does.
All right, so no roster moves?
Not for me.
Okay, good. Let's move on. It's time for America's favorite game show. Not Price is Right. Not so. Let's Make a Deal. Not even Jeopardy, but Jizz Jams.
Jizz Jams over the Jason's face.
Here's how this show works. We're gonna play Jason Heath three theme songs. If he can successfully guess two out of three, he wins himself a shit-free show. You get one of these, maybe.
Oh wow, I have a chance at.
You have a chance at one. One.
But not a chance at two. Never a chance at two.
Oh, you might have a chance at two. I don't know. It depends on how well you do.
Come okay. on. It's Heath we're talking about here. There's no chance.
All right. So here. Ready?
Here's, no chance in hell.
Here's theme number one. Feel free to play along in the chat. He can't see the screen.
Is this the one you thought he might get?
Yes, your time starts now.
Would that be a Mickey James?
You really think it would be Mickey James?
I believe so.
You really, really think so? Is that your final answer?
The chat says it'll say Bush Liger Luke.
Is that your final answer? You still have time to think about it.
Yes, I'm right. Sticking with Mickey James.
Holy shit, he gets one right.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he didn't go with Bushwhacker Luke. Anyway, moving on. Theme number two. The chat is silent on this one. Greg, you are incorrect. Adrian, you are wrong.
Damn it.
And your time starts now.
It almost kind of sounds 80-ish.
Hooks, you are incorrect as well.
Am I in the right era, though, Jason?
You are in the right era. So is Hooks. Mark Jones is incorrect. Mark Jones, there's been a theme all month. Greg, I'm going to go ahead and say no. Because I have no clue who that is. Hooks is wrong still. Can't he guess it? No. He can't. Paul Jordan is incorrect. Hooks is incorrect.
Has anybody been right?
No. Chad does not have it.
Wow.
I know.
God, I'm fucked on this one.
You have a lifeline.
Jeez.
You can't even phone a friend at this point.
There's nobody that got it right.
No one has it right. Greg, you're still wrong.
I'm just throwing it out there just as a guess, so at least I have a guess.
Attitude.
Wendy Richter.
Greg, it would be the Attitude Era. Okay. Everyone was hovering around just right. There's one. No, not BB.
Jacqueline.
Not Terry. No, not Jacqueline. Anyone else? Anyone else chiming in? Bueller?
I'm out.
Bueller? That would be, no, you're wrong, Mark Jones. That would be Jerry Lawler's ex-wife.
The cat.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. The cat. I don't even remember that at all.
You don't remember the cat? She was little, small, kind of hot, flashed her tits on a pay-per-view? Find a picture of the cat flashing her tits at the pay-per-view.
I'll get it up here. Give me just a minute.
All right. So you
in the meantime,
1-2.
Yeah, 1-2.
You ready for the last one?
Yeah.
All right.
It's my only chance now.
Here you go.
I ain't the lady to mess with. Woo! Go, go,
go, go. Oh, fuck. Go, who was go, this? Go, 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 go,
go, go, ahead with your bad self. With your bad self. With your bad self. The chat has it. Well, Jordan has it as more specifically. And your time starts now.
I recognize the theme. Shit.
Are you serious, Mark?
What?
I'll tell you afterwards. Paul Jordan gets triple points. However, the points that Paul Jordan that you earn by getting the correct answer, they can only be used in the TWR Network gift shop, which closes next week. Get them in now.
Shit. I know that theme.
We need an answer.
My mind is drawn a blank. I know that theme. I can't.
Adrian, who would the correct answer be?
The correct answer would be Victoria.
Yes. Judges, add it up.
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Thank you, Gene Wilder. All right, you're dismissed. Yeah, that was Victoria. Mark Jones says that was Nicki Minaj in that. Did not know that.
Huh.
Let's...
I can hear it.
Yeah, I can totally hear it now, too.
Huh. So this was like one of her first...
No, this is when she... After she... was with... She went crazy, and then she went right to censor. And this was after right to censor. She became a face again.
No, I'm talking about as far as Nicki Minaj.
Oh, before what?
Was this apparently like one of her first songs?
She was, according to Mark, she was in a group, but it was still her.
Huh.
All right, so now I need two things. I need one, link to the cat's boobs at Armageddon 99.
Okay.
And two, I need someone to put a GIF up there of Victoria shaking her ass to the song. Or a YouTube video. I don't care. One of the two. Be happy with either one. So anyway.
Of course.
Because according to that, hooks are just a Victoria gyrating before her doing her moons. Oh, are there? We got to find those. So we're going to move on. It's time for the newest segment on the show, This Week in Wrestling History, with our teacher, Adrian Masters.
Time to get school.
Thank you. I appreciate the love here. Alright, I gotta say, this week, not terribly eventful in wrestling history.
Really?
Yeah, biggest things that happened, of course, the Invasion pay-per-view held in Cleveland, Ohio on July 22nd, 2001, main evented by Team Alliance, consisting of Booker T, DDP, Rhino, and the Dudley Boys, defeated Team WWF when Steve Austin turned on Kurt Angle, The Undertaker, Kane, and Chris Jericho.
That son of a bitch. However, that led to some of the funniest things we've ever seen in wrestling.
Indeed it did. Other notable main events this week, Vengeance 2002, The Rock defeated Kurt Angle and Undertaker to become the champion.
Alright.
And in 2003, Kurt Angle defeated Brock Lesnar in the Big Show in a no DQ triple threat match for the WWE Championship.
Huh, forgot about that.
People that passed away this week, the great Gordon Sully passed away at 71 due to a battle with cancer on July 27, 2000. And one of my personal favorites, one of the oldest heel announcers, I guess, really, Lord Alfred Hayes passed away at 76 due to a series of strokes.
What year?
That was July 21st, 2005.
I was going to say, I didn't think it was... God, it's been 9 years since Lord Alfred Hayes died?
Birthdays this week. Oh, we have a ton of them.
We do. More, Leonard Taylor.
Leonard Taylor. Kenny King. Fandango. The Fabulous Moolah. Shawn Michaels.
Jesus
Triple
Christ.
Triple H. Dolph Ziggler. Greg Gagne. And I believe that's it.
Good God, yeah. Great Gagne turned 66 today. Triple H turns 45. Dolph Ziggler is 34, I believe.
That sounds all right.
So, yes.
Forgetting another birthday, guys.
Huh?
Said you're forgetting another birthday.
What time frame? Your week in wrestling goes what?
21st to 27th.
Yeah, oh, so not yet, asshole.
Damn.
Someone always has to think, oh, you know, it's all about me, blah, blah, blah.
I'm sorry, Heath, are you doing this segment? Are you telling us what's learned? Please, Teacher Heath, elaborate.
Yes, come on. We're not going to tell them you use a website that already has us pre-populated, are we?
What are you talking about?
You don't do any real work for this show.
I do, too. I looked up all these historical facts.
You put in a date range.
I look up all these historical facts with the power at my fingertips called the internet.
Yeah, on a website that you have to say, I want new wrestling news from July 21st through July 27th.
Yep. I'll be honest with you, Jace.
What?
I actually handwrite all this stuff.
Oh, right.
I use calligraphy, too.
Calligraphy. Bullshit. Wow. Bullshit.
Made of stone.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
We're going to move on.
Okay. Hey, we got some news.
It's time. We actually have real news to report for once.
Holy shit.
So, I don't know if you guys know this, but San Diego Comic-Con was this past week.
Yes, it was.
I was going to say, why can we never, like, the Comic-Con we get, I haven't been to yet. We got Jericho this year, or was it last year?
Now, Jericho was here this year.
Okay, so we get Chris Jericho. Yeah, we got people from The Walking Dead. And we get all kinds of other cool shit. We had Stan Lee, one of the, it was either this year or last year, I don't remember.
He was actually there both years.
Okay. Why can't we get more wrestlers? I mean, seriously.
The year before, we got The Miz and Randy Orton.
Why can't we get, at the Mattel panel at the San Diego Comic-Con this week, you had Michael Cole. Yeah, can do without. Paul Heyman.
That'd be cool.
Hulk Hogan.
Okay.
And Daniel Bryan.
Yes.
Joined at the end by a special guest. None other than Sting, making his first actual media appearance for the WWE.
Holy shit.
Somewhere,
I bet the crowd went wild on that one.
Wrestling fans in their parents' basements, because apparently that's where all wrestling fans live, in their parents' basements. Simultaneously, jizzed on themselves when they read and saw this news.
Yeah.
Sting made his first appearance.
Wow.
As a member of the WWE. And of course that went, that blew up rather fast.
Oh, I'm sure.
No, that went meme crazy right away. There's a few out there that show, because I posted a picture at the end, everyone minus Michael Cole. So you had the WCW guy, the WWE guy, the current, the Ring of Honor guy, and the WCW guy. And then behind him, underneath the picture of Triple H saying, with the shovel, ah, I'm glad you're all here now.
Wow.
Yes. And then there's another one, same picture, and then John Cena at the bottom, and it says, go ahead and hit my music now. Yeah.
Wow.
Lots of good ones out there. Paul Jordan says San Diego is the mecca of all cons. It should be St. Louis, God damn it. We should be the mecca of all cons.
It's not going to ever be that way.
It fucking should be. Don't ruin
my
dream.
We're in the middle of the country for number one.
It would be a lot better for people in New York to get to St. Louis than it is to get to fucking San Diego. What's in San Diego? You gotta worry about earthquakes and sharks and, like, Mexicans and shit.
Actually, as far as earthquakes go...
Shut up, Heath. I didn't ask you. You and your fancy schooling. So,
but you gotta admit, I mean, Archon alone, one of the longest running fan...
You're right. Archon is better than Comic-Con.
It's really not.
And I'll put this thing on. Anyway, CM Punk also spotted at Comic-Con.
Really?
I will. Give me one second. I got to pull up the news story on this one.
Oh, I forgot. I walked by his house.
You did not, you lying sack of shit.
I did too.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you know it was his house?
Because that's where they said he lived. I'm assuming they were telling the truth.
Who's they?
The guy on the street corner selling maps.
Wow.
You did not trust a guy selling maps on a street corner.
I did too. And let me tell you this. I threw an egg in his house and said, best in the world that, you son of a bitch.
So did he come out and chase you, or was it the wrong house?
Well, clearly he was in Comic-Con all weekend, so he wasn't home.
So you did not have a chance to ask him how Dolph Ziggler's sloppy seconds were?
No, I did not.
Okay, just checking. Former...
Technically, they were sloppy seconds when Ziggler got it, because Cena had already been there.
Shut up.
Actually, technically, they were Cena's sloppy seconds, because Daniel Bryan had already been... Oh.
Didn't Batista get up in there, too, at some point?
Batista's been up in everybody.
Alright, former WWE Champion CM Punk almost made quite the purchase on a restored Action Comics number one. The first issue featuring Superman, which even restored, would cost thousands of dollars on the store floor. However, he was able to walk away. In more Comic-Con news, it was announced that Guardians of the Galaxy 2 will be released July 28, 2017. One would assume that Batista would be reprising his role as Drax the Destroyer in the Marvel sequel, but nothing has been officially announced.
Batista killed it in this movie.
Really?
I wish Batista would get killed filming a movie.
Oh my god, he was hilarious.
According to Greg Papalukas, Batista drove out of there, and by out of there, we're talking about AJ Lee's boot.
Oh, okay.
Yep, it's her boot.
Yes, it was her boots. Anyway, also catching national headlines this week. Hold on, what?
Daniel Bryan apprehends Repo Man.
Okay, so we're going to jump right into some of our favorite reporting. Better than Dave Meltzer's reporting. Go ahead and go that way, that route first, Adrian, and then I'll cover the real part.
All right.
Wait, hold on. So it makes sense if I go first. Hold on. Adrian, okay. It makes sense if I go first.
Okay.
So, Daniel Bryan making national news, not just for his yes chant, not for the humanitarian work he does by not eating animals, which I can't agree with him on that one. Daniel Bryan and Brie Bella arrived home the other night. Thursday night, I believe.
Yes.
And they noticed the door from their garage to their house is open.
What?
They go in there to find two individuals fleeing the house.
Their house.
Yes, their house. Daniel Bryan, with a broken freaking neck, apprehends one of the suspects and puts him in a rear naked chokehold. Not his yes lock, but a rear naked chokehold until the authorities show up.
Wow.
Yes, national news headline. I kid you not, this is a real story. When the media asked Triple H his opinion on it, Triple H said right away, an A-plus player would have gotten both. But that's... No, in all seriousness. So you got a broken neck, neck surgery, things aren't looking good for your career, but you can stop a freaking burglar. Daniel Bryan, you demand.
Yes, yes he is.
Well, it's actually come out after that since then, really.
Well, we know who the suspects were?
Yes.
Okay, go for it.
Popular professional wrestler took the law in his own hands yesterday when, upon spotting a prowler burglarizing his Phoenix home, he chased after the culprit, which turned out to be the Repo Man.
Okay.
Brian and his wife, Brie Bella, are pulling into their carport of their their area home when they spot a masked man wearing a long trench coat covered in zigzag tire tracks.
Oh my god.
The culprit, who was sneaking around the house in a theatrical manner, tiptoeing and giggling with a long chain and a winch hooked around his neck. Brian chased the culprit down to a nearby street before tagging him onto the blacktop with what is called and snagged as a smash. It appeared... Oh god, that's bad. It appeared Reapman had attempted to demolish the door into Brian's house with an axe and had begun repossessing a number of items, including a set of golf clubs, a first-edition biography of Rush and Paulson and Nikita Khrushchev. When asked if he will press charges against Repo Man, Brian simply stated, yes.
I got one here for you.
All right.
Let's see here. Sting cosplayer fools everyone at Comic-Con. Keith McFadden, the 40-year-old telemarketer from Minnesota, fooled everyone at San Diego Comic-Con today with his remarkably convincing Sting costume. Even World Wrestling Entertainment personalities were duped by the getup, which resulted in countless tweets and headlines blaring that Sting made his first official WWE appearance. "Wow," said McFadden as he wiped the black and white face paint in the nearby Motel 6. "Where you staying? I wasn't expecting all that hoopla. I was just hoping for a photo with Daniel Bryan." McFadden is an avid cosplayer, or costume player, or weirdo, and has attended previous comic book conventions as The Undertaker, Boba Fett, and the 40-year-old Virgin. He didn't have time to make a costume that year. Rumors have been swirling for weeks that the real Sting, who has never worked for WWE, and his illustrious professional wrestling career, might soon make his debut. Amid such hopeful anticipation, it seems fans and WWE personalities at the convention jumped to the conclusion that the costume McFadden was truly the mysterious wrestler. The real Sting is reportedly still in contract negotiation with the WWE and spent his day at a Florida beach, blissfully not wearing face paint or a trench coat. McFadden, meanwhile, hopes his extraordinary Sting costume might improve his chances of finally kissing a girl. So I stand corrected. It wasn't real Sting. Huh. Never knew that. And then finally, one last headline for the week before we go. The real story behind why Undertaker lost at WrestleMania. Are you guys ready for this blockbuster news?
Sure.
The real story behind why Undertaker lost at WrestleMania. The outcomes of all professional wrestling matches are predetermined by matchmakers and the participants. So there you go.
Wow.
And with that being said, we are done for the night, boys.
We are not done.
What?
We gotta cover at least one more thing.
What?
We gotta cover the lawsuit, man.
God damn it, I forgot about that. You didn't fill the shit out in fucking the right forms. You didn't check the right goddamn box and said, "I actually have a story I want to do this week."
I gave you a post-it note that had a crayon right on it.
Well, the goddamn document scanner doesn't read crayon. Cover your fucking story.
I don't have nothing on this. I just thought that you should talk about it.
So, there is a class action lawsuit being filed against Vince McMahon, the WWE.
Wait a minute. What kind of lawsuit?
Well, they're saying that they weren't necessarily honest to the investors last year when they said, or earlier this year, when they said that they could probably double their TV contract. So investors were like, "Oh, wow, they can double their money, so we're going to sink more money into the company." And they didn't double their TV revenues. I don't even... Paul Jordan might have a better figure. I don't know how close they were. But they might have gotten what they got on their last TV deal, but I don't think they got any more.
Oh, wow.
So, yes, there's a class action lawsuit being filed against Vince McMahon and the WWE now.
Huh.
So if you invest the money into the WWE, if you bought a stock, you probably are a plaintiff in this.
Huh.
Just the thought.
Man, wish I would have bought it.
Why? So you could get like 12 cents?
Hey, 12 cents is better than what I had before then.
That's
money.
Now are we done?
Yeah. I think so.
You think so?
Maybe.
How much time have we got left, Heath?
50 seconds.
Good. With that being said,
God damn it.
Now I'll do it. Even with your last minute, you gotta throw a wrench on my plan. So, Adrian, because we forgot to do it because we're dumbasses. What do we got coming up on the network?
Dude, I can't even tell you.
What comes on tomorrow or might have come on today? What show is usually on Mondays?
Talk TNA with Dave and Claudia.
At what time?
They are on the air at
4
Eastern, 3 Central?
Yes. Tuesday nights.
You have the FTW podcast. They're on FTWlive.com, and their podcast is available for download on our site. They start at 8, 7 Central.
Returning to Wednesday night starting this week.
Shooting from the hip with the original Dan Phillips, Sean Big Daddy Brown, and Michael Fest.
Maybe Sean. We don't know. Depends on baseball. But Dan and Michael will be there.
And that is the last show ever on this network. So tune in as we say
goodbye. No, it's not. The website doesn't... Oh, TWR doesn't get taken down until the 17th.
Well, right, but technically its last show is going to be on this network. The new shows are going to be on the PW Pop website, right?
No! TWRnetwork.com is still going to be working until the 17th.
Right, but the new shows after this are going to start being on the PW Pop site, right?
No! It might be on both. I don't know. But I know TWRnetwork.com is not going away until the 17th. Oh, shit, something I forgot to mention. Starting this week, if you come to the TWR Network or if you pull up our Mixler or whatever, 24-hour live, or not live, people, our 24-hour feed returns.
Holy shit.
Yes, it's not going to be quite like it was before, but it's a start. We're going to be throwing in replays of all of the shows and maybe some other older shows that used to be on the network. So, yeah.
Also, all right, Paul says we're going to try to redirect after the first to the new site. So even if you come to TWR, it's going to redirect to the new site starting on the first.
Keyword there is try.
No, no, he actually just says we're going to redirect.
Oh, I thought you said try. First. Okay. All right, so we'll see how well that works. It may go. It may work well. It may not. We're not sure yet. We're going to see what happens. We got to hit the switch and see how well it helps work. Oh, according to Paul, WWE got 50% more than they originally hoped for. So they didn't double it, but they got half of what they thought they were going to get. And it was confirmed by Dan and Jake, some of the older shows will be played. Now, which older shows? I'm not sure exactly. I hear there might be some wrestling randomness played. But some of the other shows are not, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and then Dan was talking about he's going to have some older shooting from the hips that have never found their way to the air, and they sound really bad, but they're going to be on there too.
Okay.
So, anyway, so that's one tonight. Maybe on Saturday?
Assuming Jake isn't trying to, like, butt-fuck a kangaroo, and Kyle's not riding a tricycle, there will be a new wrestling niche at 9, 8 Central Saturday night.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Talk Wrestling Rerun and TNT Wrestling Power Hour. Those are going to be on, too.
Okay.
So, yeah, some of the old school shows. So, after the first, come to TWR Network. We're going to redirect to the new site, pwpop.com. Yeah, so, and if you have a problem with something we said on the show, Adrian, what can they do?
They can fuck the hell off.
All right. Or you can send us an email at thehourbomb@gmail.com. Also, like us on Facebook and... subscribe
follow
to
us on
iTunes.
Twitter. Take care. Yes. Spike your hair. Woo, woo, woo. You know what? Let's get the fuck out of here.
Would you shut up?
Wow. Somebody
Jesus
wants to get
Christ.
Out.
I've been driving all day. I had to work today, so I don't want to fucking hear it. Heath had to work today.
Yeah.
I can just hang up.
Why? I mean, did she not give you roadhead? Is that why you're so upset?
Yes.
Why didn't she give you roadhead?
Because.
She was driving?
Maybe.
That's not an excuse. She just still forgot how to drive and suck a dick at the same time.
Yes.
I'll let you tell her that tomorrow.
Maybe. We'll see. Greg. Mamas and the Papas. 5-star show as always. Thank you, buddy. Alright, so, blah, blah, blah. Also, sandbagging it on his articles is Paul Jordan, but once the new site launches, he's going to have all kinds of good stuff.
Alright.
Return of Classics Angels. Paul Jordan does real good with our articles, so I'm glad that he's a writer and not me, because my articles aren't going to be that good at all. But
next week, are we doing anything special?
No.
Okay.
We'll talk about it. We'll figure it out tomorrow when we're watching wrestling. We'll see if we need to do homework. Sound good?
Okay, sounds good.
Stay tuned. We might have we got the Dumbass Challenge of the Week, number 2, coming up next week.
What is the... Oh, yeah, I remember now.
The Starburst Challenge.
No, it's Twizzler.
You said Starburst.
Okay, it's Twizzler.
The guys are going to put a chewy treat in their mouth and see how many chewy treats they can fit in their mouth at one time.
That's a lot of Starburst, but okay.
Or we can do Twizzlers. We'll figure all that out later, so stay tuned next week to figure out what we finally came up with. So, I think we're good to go. I ain't got nothing else. You guys got anything else?
No.
All right. Nope. So, once again, I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Albert, saying adios. TMZ is reporting that Impact is canceled. What? You're fucking lying. God damn it. No. All right, you know what? I'm going to do this, and then we'll yeah. So anyway, I'm your host, Illustrious Jason. I'm saying adios, motherfuckers.
The big bad booty daddy!
The big A, Adrian Manser, signing off here.
And the Jizzmuffer.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath, saying so long.
Hey, you're the big loser this week, so what's our song?
You know, I kept hearing about this song.
Great for fucking with you. This is legitimate news on TMZ.
Oh, shit.
There's a story up on TMZ Sports right now. TNA Impact canceled by Spike TV.
No shit. Are you fucking serious?
No. I'm dead serious. I'll put a link up to the article right now.
We're right there.
Whoa.
Holy shit.
Holy fuckballs. Breaking news here on the TWR Network for once, and I'm not fucking kidding you. TNA Wrestling's flagship show, Impact Wrestling, could soon be without a home. TNA, or Spike TV, quietly, this is straight from TMZ. Spike TV quietly let the league know it's not renewing their TV contract, TMZ has learned. Multiple sources with direct knowledge of the deal tell us Spike execs contacted TNA president Dixie Carter late last week to break the news. And she had a meeting scheduled for all the talent at headquarters, and she canceled it at the last minute the other day. Huh. And the following day, Carter informed members of the Inner Circle. TNA's current deal with Spike reportedly runs through October. It's unclear at this point when Impact Wrestling will stop airing on Spike. We're told there's no bad blood, and Spike gave TNA such advance notice so it would have time to shop around for a new TV deal. TNA's show debuted on Spike TV in October 2005 and helped the league rise to number two in the wrestling scene behind WWE. We've called TNA and Spike for comments. So far, no word back. Holy shit, we have breaking news on this show.
Wow.
Wow. So I guess next week we're going to be finding out what kind of repercussions this has on the wrestling, on TNA in the wrestling world.
Wow, that's huge news.
That actually, for once, is. Holy shit.
Wow, okay.
So, thanks to our correspondent, Greg. Snuffleupagus. Anyway, so, sucks if you work for TNA Wrestling. Well, it sucks normally if you work for TNA Wrestling, but it uber sucks right now.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, Dr. Zeus finally shows up in the chat room. Hey, you know what?
Hey, Zeus, welcome to the chat room. TNA's canceled.
Yes. And, hey, you know what? Zeus is back. Let's start the show. We're starting the whole show just for Zeus. How's that? All right, sound?
Just for Zeus.
Yes. And welcome to another horribly satisfying edition of the hour. I'm your host, the Illustrious Jizzmuffer, and Spike TV is canceled. See you later. Anyway, with that being said, he hearts us, guys.
Woo.
Anyway, we are getting out of here, though, Zeus. You showed up right at the end. So anyway, what's our song of the week, Heath, since you're the big loser?
You know, since we're just now finding out about TNA being shut down, they're kind of on a bad street.
Oh, God.
You know where this is going.
You're not. You didn't pick that song.
Yes, I did.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So, a continuation of the PW Pop announcement on Shooting for the Hip, I guess our song of the week is going to be what? Bad Street?
Yes. Yes, nice. It is.
Quick word from Zeus. Quick word on TNA. If this is true, this is terrible news for the wrestling world. It is true.
I want to post this. Paul, I'm putting a thing up on the group page about the TNA thing. I'm sorry, I'm beating you to the news story.
Hey, we reported it here first on the show. Anyway, so I guess, once again, Lester's Jason Albert saying adios, motherfuckers. And then, Adrian, you do your thing, the big bad booty daddy.
The big bad booty daddy.
The big bad booty daddy!
That's delayed, but okay.
All right. And the Jizzmapper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath saying so long.
We will. I still can't believe that. We actually had breaking news.
I know.
We will try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been
Hour-bombed.
Toodles.
This ain't no home sweet home. It's a home sweet misery. We knew when we got here. They tried to put us away. But when they see us walk down the street, they ran the other way.
Back free and let it be, yeah. Man is free in the whole USA.
All right, goddammit. Does everyone not know what time our show starts? Our show starts at 9:45 Central-ish. And then at the end of the show, we get fucking Zeus show up. We get Richard showing up. What in the fuck is going on, you guys?
I know. I don't get this. I think we need to send everybody a watch now.
I think we do.
Just so everybody can know what time we're on.
I think so. You know, I'm gonna do something I don't normally do. This is okay for you guys showing up late. I stopped the song of the week for that. No, I'm not doing what? No, we're not going live. No, we're no. Oh yeah, by the way, join Richard's Fantasy Football League. Anyway, now we're going back to the song. I want to go to bed.
Just start it over again.
Just start it over again.
Yeah.
Do we want to just keep talking while it's going? I mean,
we can sing along.
We can sing along. Okay. Anyone in the chat? Hold on, let's do it. Let's see if we can do something that's never been done. If you're in the chat room right now and you're friends with me on Skype, let me know. We'll get a group sing along together for this song. How about that?
We'll give you a few seconds here to work with.
Yeah, because we're on a little bit of delay.
Of course.
You know what? I'll do it. Zeus, bulk up.
Oh, you didn't give him a bulk up? Hey, Richard's in there.
Why should I give bulk ups to those that show late?
Hmm? Because they're still here.
All right, bulk up.
Oh, fuck up. It was like a ball cup rape, wasn't it?
Pretty well much.
I think we've lost all, like, hope for the last bit of this show.
I know.
All right. I'm waiting to see if Greg jumps on here.
Yeah. It's more like a ball
tap. Hello? Greg, you there?
I think he has Mixler on.
I think he does too.
Oh. Alright, let's just wrap this up.
Okay.
Yep.
Alright, fine. We'll start it over. Zeus didn't feel a squeeze. We got synchronized dancing going over here.
I'm doing the Michael Hayes build here. I'm home to y'all sweet. That place you don't want to be at. This ain't no home sweet home. It's a home sweet misery. We knew when we got here. They tried to put us away.
Oh, you're missing it. Bad street. Bad street.
Oh, USA.
I wish I could record this. You should see Greg dancing like a fool.
There we go. Yep.
Oh my god, are you seeing this, Adrian?
I am seeing
this. Oh god, I think I've lost all control of the show. Oh god. Scott for life, you just put a scratch on the camera.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, that's terrible, Greg. Bad street, I don't know what they're singing. Bad street.
Thank you.
Vlad Street.
Mark Jones.
Yes.
I don't think we've ever had a group sing along on the network, have we?
No.
This is the first one.
Oh God, Greg's back to dancing.
Yes. I wish I could record this.
That's one thing, the moves. The moves that P.S. Hayes did in the video.
Yeah.
I think that's what Greg's trying to do. I tell you what, if I walked into Verizon store, I'd buy what he's selling.
Too bad the competition.
Oh, crotch job.
Oh, too bad AT&T's better.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Oh, we're not even singing. Bad Street. Oh, wait, I'm at the wrong spot. Oh, thank God, the song's almost over.
I'm going to have nightmares.
Well, Mark Jones, thanks for showing up, being on. Greg, thanks for your dance moves. We appreciate it tonight.
Yes.
Your moves are kind of weird, Greg, but it's okay.
Is it wrong? I'm kind of turned on by him.
A little bit.
Okay. Mark Jones, we need to have you on the show one night. So,
you know I did ask you.
Do what?
I did ask Adrian if he wanted to be on tonight.
Well, I don't get to make those decisions, though.
Didn't you ask me before, Adrian?
Behind the scenes bickering. With that being said,
I said sure, if you want to come on sometime, it's fine. It's just let us know. And by let us know, I mean message Jason, because he's in charge of that shit.
I kind of am.
Well, Jason needs to fucking friend me first.
Oh, God. All right, we're going off the air now.
All right, remember, he's not the guy that made the face of Brock Lesnar.
Hey!
Oh my God, we're still off the air, but we're still recording. And whatever, it's just gonna go up because I don't know what the hell's going. I lost all control of the show tonight. At the end,
I was gonna say it's just blooper files now.
It kind of is. Mark Jones, am I really not friends with you on Facebook, Mark? I thought I was.
I don't think so. I mean, I'm friends with Adrian. I think I'm. No, I'm not friends with Heath. I think so. I don't know.
Well, nobody's friends with Heath.
Hey. Oh. Kevin Crittenden just sent us a message like 5 minutes ago asking if we were still in the air.
Are you still in the air?
No. I'm still recording what we're talking about now. We're just, you know.
Yeah.
Why not?
Okay.
Why not? Having a little bit of after show that's going to be on there. Special bonus.
There you go.
So, anyway. If I'm not on there, I'll add you. It hasn't been because I haven't done it. It's just I neglected it. I'm sorry.
That's fine. It's fine. The only Jason, I type the name Jason that comes up is Jason Massey, so.
I guess we're not friends then. Well, we'll fix that. Send me a friend request.
Me and Mark have 15 mutual friends, and you are not one of them, Jason.
Okay. Well, my apologies, Mark. So.
I'm sending you one now.
I thought we were. So, stop me not picking fun at you. It's just I thought we were, you know, no big deal.
I understand. It's cool.
All right.
I'm going to send one to Heath just so you'll feel better.
I was going to say, I was just starting to look you up, and it's like, wait a minute, I'm not friends with him on Facebook either.
How the hell is Adrian friends with you, but neither one of us are? Adrian, like.
Because I friend everybody.
So do I. I'm friends with Heath. Didn't. I'm friends with Heath, and I don't even like Heath.
Fuck you.
Are you sure?
You want to, Heath. You should. No, yes, you.
So, Mark, do you actually listen to our show? Because are you sure you want to come on our show?
I've been on randomness. I've been on other shows.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so I can do this one.
Thick skin.
It's a good time. You should do it, buddy.
Oh, there's Greg.
El amore, ti cansa.
We're recording this for the Hour Bomb Extra.
Greg, how many times am I going to tell you I don't speak Korean?
Ping pong, motherfucker. No, but it was a great show. You guys were great tonight.
I feel like when you, I feel like when Greg spoke, I should have broke a plate and yelled Opa.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm thinking. You then are going to watch my ass because the mafia is coming after me or something.
We'll find you.
You probably will.
That's funny. Does anyone notice there was the coincidence between Impact being canceled and Triple H's birthday?
It's like, happy birthday, Triple H. We're going to shut down TNA.
Oh, my
God. Somebody got a shovel.
That's what I'm thinking. Wow. Oh, my God. Anyway, Greg, I want to commend you on your dance moves. They were the hottest things I've seen since Heath. No, since Adrian did naked jumping jacks one time in my house.
Hey, we weren't supposed to talk about that in front of the people.
Those dance moves were just, they were hot.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Just for you guys.
Well, thank you. Next time we're going to record it.
So since they're canceling it, are they like just, so normally when a show gets canceled, it stops. So, but the deal runs until October. So are they just going to keep running the show? Are they going to stop it?
I'm thinking because of the timing and everything, and they still have plenty of time left.
Yeah,
I think the only reason it was announced.
The thing with this is that they're parting ways on kind of good terms, whereas they gave them plenty of notice to find a deal to work out with another network. I know TNA really was maybe hoping to jump to FX, which I think will be a good move for them, but we'll see what happens.
I heard that they were going to try to go to True TV Network. However, TNA Wrestling is actually a little too real to be on True TV.
They could be on TLC, though.
They could be. They would be a strong lead-in from Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah.
Is that still on?
I don't know. My wife, well, she doesn't watch that show. She watches that network a lot, though.
What about the Esquire network? They're not doing much with that, and it's supposed to be guy-related.
Is it? Isn't that what they changed G4 into?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're not doing much with it.
I got to say, I don't think they want to go to that because they might as well try to work out something with Spike. But I think they really want to try to move to FX if they can.
They need to move.
That would be good.
Correct me if I'm wrong, gentlemen, and we're doing an impromptu roundtable here. They're going to have to go to a network that's going to let them give away with TV-14 pushing the boundaries. I mean, am I right?
FX will do it, though.
And that's what I'm saying. They're going to have to go with someone like that because I think FX has stuff that's just as raunchy than Spike.
Well, yeah.
You mean like an MTV2 or something?
MA.
Do what, Greg?
The Rescue Me show was a mature audience show. So, yeah, FX is someone that can push the boundaries. The thing is, though, cable in general, they can all push the boundaries if they wanted. There's no real limit. It's their own dictation of what do we want to do. But FX, that would be a nice mix.
And to be clear here, WWE isn't TV PG because of the network. They're PG because they want to be to market their action figures and stuff to little kids better.
Right.
Exactly. That's why there needs to be the alternate.
And I agree with Mark. They could go to like MTV2 or something, and I think they'd be successful. It's all about that almighty dollar. It's how they're going to market themselves.
MTV2.
I mean, they tried before with, like, Wrestling Society X, and you know how that went, but, MTV2.
I don't know what kind of impact, no pun intended, this is going to have on TNA. it's obviously not, it might, I'm not going to say it's bad.
Did you guys see the video about Crime Time talking about The Rock being part of Wagner?
You're kind of breaking up. I heard something about Crime Time and an interview.
Did you see the video about Crime Time talking about the robbery at Dan Bryan's house?
I hadn't seen the video. No, I haven't. I wanted to see that.
It's stupid.
Oh, it's stupid. Okay.
It's just stupid.
Don't waste your time. Got it. But no, I don't know what this is going to mean for the wrestling world. I mean, what happened when WCW lost their TV deal?
All right, Paul Jordan broke the news story now.
Oh, did he?
It's on the website now.
Oh, well, that's official now. Damn.
Yeah. Holy Paul shit. Jordan writes yep. it, it's official.
There we go. Mark Jones, friend request. Friend request accepted.
And I think I'm friends with you, aren't I, Mark Jones? I believe so.
Greg? I don't think so.
Marky Let's Mark check.
Should be.
Mark, I'm doing it right now, brother.
Mark Jones, we need you to be on the network. You can take Richard's spot.
The time, guys. These guys have been trying to get me a show since the network started. And it's just, all I'm doing.
Well, we need to get you.
For a schedule at work, that's all the time.
We need to have you be the fourth hour bomber. Forget Richard. He's canned. You can be the fourth hour bomber. You and Greg can. Well, Greg's going to be busy with his own show because I wanted Greg to be the fourth one.
I'm open for help.
No, I always thought about doing some like kind of late night show, like a late night, like something similar to wrestling call-in, but not wrestling call-in. But you know, Mark jumps up all night. Maybe. No, a night where I don't have to go in the next day. I would do something like that. Yeah.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Cool, smooth jazz, Mark Jones.
I had fun time doing the show that me and Greg did the other night. That was a good time.
That was fun. Thank you.
I was out and about that night, or else I would have loved to have been able to listen, but I was not able to listen. Did you record it by any chance, Greg?
I think so.
I need a copy of that show because I want to hear it.
All right.
I need a
link. You have been at it, Greg. Mazel tov.
El amore.
There we go. But anytime you want to come on the show, let me know. Either one of you guys. The other two are contractually obligated to be on the show. But anytime either one of you guys want to be on the show, shoot me a message. Let me know. Greg, once we get your show up and running, I'd love to have you on, even if it's just for 5 minutes to plug your shit.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
We don't reach a whole lot of people, but the ones we do, hopefully will listen.
Yep.
Well, I'm trying to reach out and get more out there. It's for everyone, so that's what it's all about.
I hear instead of reaching out, if you reach around, that might work a little bit better.
It works for Michael Crawford.
Yes, yeah. It does. All right, guys. It's late. I got to be at work at 9 in the morning, so I'm going to get off of here.
Same here. All right, guys.
All right, guys.
I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, guys. Good night. Have a good night. Thanks for showing up, guys.